I remember when I was young and my mom would want me to go to these networking events, and, you know, she would always say, it's not, you know, what you know, but who you know. And I never really bought into that until I got older. And now I realize that it really is about, you know, building and growing that network.
Are you ready to join us in creating a better world? Awesome. Because you're in the right place. Each week, we feature an inspiring story or message to help spread positive change and create a better world for all of us. I'm your host, Rick Ornelas. Welcome to the I Spark Change podcast. What is up, Impact Heroes? Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Rick Ornelas. Thank you for spending some time with us today, because we know time is a valuable resource and we're going to make it worth your while. I appreciate each and every one of you, not just for listening, but for who you are. I know you are sparking change to make the world a better place every day, and I am humbled and grateful for your efforts. It takes all of us doing our part to spread positive change, and that's what this show is all about. Motivating you with stories of struggle, courage, and hope to empower you to make a difference in your life and the lives of others.
In case you missed it,
I feel like the more we share, the more we talk about it, we just find the people, it'll spread. It's happening. When you go to the World Happiness Summit or the Wellbeing at Work at Peloton, these are thousands of people getting together because it's like a force, definitely a movement. And I feel so happy to be a part of it. And it's catching on more and more. Find those people, because negative people and angry people, it's just not healthy to be around, and you need to get away from that toxicity. And as soon as you do and you find people that are like-minded, first of all, you'll be healthier and you'll be happier, but then you'll be able to go find more people and add to your group and your communities. And you all should be nice to each other. So find your people, because they're out there and it's growing like wildfires.
Available everywhere you listen to your podcasts.
Welcome back, Impact Heroes, to the latest edition of I Spark Change Through. Our goal with these episodes is featuring all the different ways that us and others spark change to make the world a better place through social impact and positive change. We've found over the past few years that there are endless ways to positively impact each other's day. Now, the response to this segment has been extremely positive, and we've had episodes on sparking change through fitness, adventure, mind, body, spirit, volunteering, mental health awareness, writing, interns, cultural exchange, networking, time, self-care, gratitude, love, purpose, and most recently, listening. So on that note, I have a question for you. How do you spark change? One of the ways we spark change here at ISC is through collaboration. Now, I've collaborated with others on a variety of things, such as volunteering, events, presentations, in business, and many other ways. And earlier this year, in the episode of this podcast on I Spark Change Through Purpose, and we'll put the link below, I shared an excerpt from a presentation I did for a virtual conference, which was entitled Thrive Transformation, Transformative Strategies for the New Year. This conference was put on by the Connected Leaders Academy, which has over 400 members from all across the U.S. and the world. It's put together by a good friend of mine, Jose Escobar. And my presentation for this conference was entitled Create a Purpose-Filled Life Simply by Being Yourself. Now, in this presentation, I covered my three tips to having a purpose-filled life. One, be present in all situations. Two, ask yourself questions and don't assume you already know the answer. And three, create purpose in your life. Now, you can check out the podcast where I dive into the details of that presentation, and the link is below. And as I said, you don't want to miss that. Now, this was an incredible event. It featured over 25 speakers from all across the globe. They shared their wisdom on a vast array of topics, enriching both the personal and professional lives of attendees. Now, we explored enhancing public speaking skills, achieving yearly goals each quarter, safeguarding your digital assets for the future. I mean, there was a lot of topics. You know, our experts provide insights on boosting health and wellness, mastering personal branding for authors and speakers, and deploying strategies for scaling client acquisition through virtual events like the one we were in, which was interesting. We delved into personal growth, resilience in business, and transformative leadership techniques. All of these sessions offered innovative strategies for increasing influence, harnessing motivation, and sculpting powerful narratives of success, all designed to inspire, educate, and empower individuals to surpass their limits and unlock their ultimate potential. The day was very memorable and immensely beneficial for all who attended. What really made it extra special was that all of the presentations, myself, you know, mine and others, they were transcribed, edited, and compiled into a book entitled Thrive Transformative Strategies for Entrepreneurs. It's actually right here, right here on my show. And it is now available on Amazon and Kindle and paperback, as I have right here. So the cool thing about this book for, you know, not just for entrepreneurs, but for anyone, is that it draws on the insight of global experts and innovators, and it provides you with advanced strategies in business and leadership development. Now, it was inspired by that conference, and from February of 2024, and it reflects the commitment of the Connected Leaders Academy and, you know, members in it like myself to elevate others' success through our expertise, because I believe that all of us, as I say many times on the podcast, we are all on a journey. We are all on our own heroic journey, and it is our duty to bestow what we've learned to others in the service of others, right? To help them to be better. So we had contributors from various fields share their knowledge, you know, supporting professional growth, innovative approaches to expanding networks. And it was basically, it was an invaluable resource. So the book encourages rethinking success. It covers some innovative leadership roles through the strategic use of digital tools. And it discusses resilience and adaptability in uncertain entrepreneurial landscapes. Because being an entrepreneur for the past, you know, 9-10 years, I can tell you that there are going to be uncertain landscapes. I know for many of you out there who listen, who are as well, you would agree with me. So there's also a ton of networking strategies for today's leaders, talking about, you know, authentic connections to build meaningful relationships, because it's been my experience that, you know, I used to, and you can go back to the Iceberg Change Through Networking episode where I talked about this, but I remember when I was young and my mom would want me to go to these networking events, and you know, she would always say, it's not, you know, what you know, but who you know. And I never really bought into that until I got older. And now I realize that it really is about, you know, building and growing that network, which is part of what makes the iSpark Change community fantastic. And part of us working, you know, on our social impact platform, which we'll have more info on the next episode of iSpark Change Through about that. But it really helps you to grow, because it grows your mental agility, it grows your emotional intelligence, it helps you with business challenges, it helps you to make more informed decisions, and to, you know, foster you know, a positive environment, you know, in your workplace and your organization and in others. So, you know, this book is, if you get your copy, we'll put a link below. It's going to give you some actionable insights and a fresh perspective that's going to help you advance in your career or in your business. So I'm really proud of everyone who participated, as I know they all strive to help others and make the world a better place, as I do. I'll keep you all posted next time I participate in an event like this. We do have one coming up, which is Catalyze is the theme of that one. And that one is coming up in June. So I'll make sure that you all are, that we provide the links for that. And, you know, maybe you can join us on that one. So I want to thank you for joining me on today's episode. You know, I hope that what I shared resonated with you in some way, and that it sparked something inside of you. Because remember, you have the ability to spark change every day. So I'd love to hear the ways that you collaborate with others. So please share those with me on social media. Or if you're looking to collaborate with us and the iSpark Change team or myself in some capacity, then please reach out. We've had many people that have reached out to us and they have become podcast guests, for example, or they become social impact spotlights, or we've collaborated in other ways. So I promise you, we'll read all of your messages and get back to you. So thank you for listening today. And I can't wait to see you all next time on the iSpark Change podcast.
Are you interested to have Rick speak at your event? Here is what others have to say.
Did not know his story, and it was so inspirational. And his presence on stage, his authenticity was just incredible.
I absolutely loved his performance. Made me feel some type of way.
If you're looking for a speaker for your next event, hire Rick. I promise you this, you will not be disappointed.
Visit rickcornelis.com to book him today.
Remember, Impact Heroes, every positive action can be a spark moment that has a ripple effect that spreads far beyond the initial act. So go out there and spark change. Don't forget, if you enjoyed this episode, then please smash that 5-star rating on iTunes or Spotify and leave a review. We value your comments and we want to hear from you in the community. Thank you for listening. God bless you. And we'll see you next week on the iSpark Change podcast.